Good morning, everybody. My name is Jeanette Stein, and today we are going to be talking about how to optimize your Facebook ads to get the most bang for your buck. And so today, what I would love to talk to you about is the use of dynamic ads. Now, why do I want to talk about dynamic ads with you? Because they work. They've worked in my business, and I've helped other clients set them up, and they are working very well in their businesses as well. With dynamic ads and with that option, I have been able to reduce my lead costs from over $1 a lead to less than 28 cents per lead. 28 cents is on the high end now. It's been an amazing thing. So let's talk about this. First of all, what are dynamic ads in Facebook? Dynamic ads are ads that are created within Facebook where you are able to upload more than one, like more than one headline, more than one image, more than one text box. And when you do that, Facebook is able to select the best ones that work with your audience. They do all the testing for you. They figure out the best combination for you and your audience to reach the most people and get the goal that you've set. For me, I want people that will actually put their email into the email box and hit submit. I want them to get that freebie. So Facebook has worked really well for me to be able to do that. I've also done this, for example, with my Pi Day sale that I run in March, and it drastically decreased the amount of money I had to spend on an ad to get a sale, which is fabulous, right? Increased profits, less money in advertising, or I could up that money and get more sales, right? So it has been amazing. So let's go ahead and first of all talk about why should you use dynamic ads and why is this happening? Why is it reducing the cost? What's the catch, right? The dynamic ad is so powerful because Facebook loves to have control. We see this all the time. They're constantly changing the game on us as marketers, right? So when you use a dynamic ad and you give them all those different things to play with, Facebook now has control and they reward that for you. They reward you by lowering your ad costs, right? And so this is a nice way now with this dynamic ads to give Facebook what they want and also get what we want. It looks like a win-win to me. So let's keep going. So the second thing that is so powerful is as online marketers is we are able to test all these different creatives. So for example, have you ever sat in front of the computer and you look at one image, you look at the other image, and you're like, I don't know which one's going to do better. Guess what? Now you're able to upload those. You're actually able to upload up to 10 images. You're also able to upload 5 different headlines and 5 different text boxes. So sometimes you look online and you see ads that have only 2 lines of text, and other times you see a whole book of text. Now you're able to actually test that for your audience. Each niche is going to be different. So every audience is going to be different. Even within the education world, I look at what works for elementary compared to secondary, what works for English teachers compared to math teachers. I will tell you, my math teachers read a lot less than my client who serves English teachers. Her text needs to be much longer to be effective for her audience than mine does and mine. But we figured that out by testing all these different creatives. So with the creatives, it allows you to test. Now, you don't know what your audience is really going to like until you put it out there and let them see. So the third thing you're going to do is be able to look at all the results. So you need to have an active pixel for this to work, but you would never want to set up an ad without a goal and a pixel. Anyway, that's going to be money thrown away because Facebook is going to optimize based on the results. And the pixel allows Facebook to see those results. But once they do that, you're able to go in and look at all your images that you upload and see which ones are doing the best. Maybe you take out the worst performing ones, put in some different ones, or maybe just take those out for good. But Facebook will stop showing them if they are performing poorly enough. So they do all that testing work for you, but you're able to, as an online marketer, go in and see what headlines work, which images work. Now, won't this help you as you create your sales pages, as you create blog posts, when you can see what people are actually reacting to and you get more in tune with your audience? This is going to be a super powerful tool. So if this was a little bit overwhelming, you know your business is at a place where you want to build your leads, you want to build your sales, and you would like to create your first dynamic ad, but you're a little stuck, I would love to invite you to work with me. I have a two-hour workshop where we go through step by step. The first thing we do is set up your goals, set up your pixel, test everything, make sure it's working. The second thing we do is create all your audiences, make sure that you understand how to create the audience, how to update them, fix those up so that they are getting the best thing for your buck. And then the third thing is we are going to create your first dynamic ad. We will put in lots of creatives for you. I will help you with those boxes, understand what are best practices for each of those, and have you running your first ad by the end of those 2 hours. If you would like that help to get your first ad up, I also send you a recording so you're ready for your next ad. You can just go through step by step and make sure you've got it all set up correctly. I would invite you just to click the link below, learn more about it, pick a time that works for you. I would love to work with you. Thank you so much. Have a great day, and I look forward to working with you soon.